It's an amazing book. Let's put it this way. It opens by comparing Ocasio-Cortez to Jesus, and then it suggests that because she once got second place in a high school science competition, she could have gone on to win the Nobel Prize. It is a remarkable piece of journalism. We plan to put extensive excerpts from the book on the screen tonight for you to read. And then we thought, who reads anymore? Not Sandy Cortez. She never reads. Reading is racism. It's so white people. So instead, we've asked our senior producer, Alex McCaskill, to read the passages for us. You may recognize Alex McCaskill's melodious outer London inflected voice from the Stacey Abrams softcore porn novels that we have featured on the show. We've asked him today to compare these two projects. He said he found this one creepier. We'll let you be the judge. Here's a section in which the fangirls at New York Magazine let us know why they wrote this book in the first place. There are a lot of politicians they could have fawned over. They pick Sandy Cortez because she's a lady.
To say she is a feminist is to understate the facts. Ocasio-Cortez is the first politician in history to live fully out loud while female, and the degradations of womanhood are personal to her.